Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, as I'm sure most of you are well aware, Ireland's pathway to the World Cup has been confirmed this morning following a playoff draw at FIFA headquarters. And to chat through the details, joined by our own Cameron Hill from Off The Ball, Owen Curry as well, travel journalist, is here to talk about actually getting to Czechia, because that is where we are bound, Cameron. Czechia, any good?
Pretty good. Like, looking through their squad, they didn't have the greatest campaign for in the groups. I suppose neither did we, but that's besides the point. They did beat Gibraltar 6-0 to round off their campaign and secure their spot in second. So Premier League fans might be familiar with Thomas Souček, who's the West Ham captain, or Vladimir Soufal, formerly of West Ham, now with Hoffenheim, and Patrick Schick, who was part of that really, really good Bayer Leverkusen team under Xabi Alonso, still at Bayer Leverkusen, but has been injured for a lot of this campaign. So they're not bad. They've got a couple of good players, a couple of players playing at a very high level, but I think this sort of, you could call it hubris from certain Republic of Ireland fans after today's draw isn't unfounded, but maybe we're not going to beat them 4-0.
Right. I think I saw it was Brian Kerr saying this is probably the second best option we could hope for.
I think so. When you looked at path A and the way those balls were coming out of the various pots today, Wales, Italy and Northern Ireland would have been an undesirable draw, I would have felt. Very Six Nations, but yeah, I think that would have been very, very tricky.
Yeah. Any history of them to speak of?
Yes, so we faced them 8 times since they became the Czech Republic / Czechia. Most famously in 2007, a 1-0 defeat in Prague basically ended our hopes of qualifying for Euro 2008. So we were, I think we had such a massive goal difference at that point that we would have had to have serious results against Germany and Cyprus to have qualified. And we ended up not qualifying. And that was basically what killed Steve Staunton's reign as Republic of Ireland manager.
Right.
I think the 5-2 defeat to Cyprus might have done some damage there as well. But yeah, we didn't qualify for that one. We last played them in 2012. I think it was a nil-all draw in a friendly. And if you want to go further back, we lost 7-1 in Prague to that side, then known as Czechoslovakia in Old Money.
Yeah, probably can't take too much from that game, in fairness.
Yeah.
So if we do get ahead of ourselves, as we are wont to do, and say that we win this, it looks probably like Denmark. And from the last time we did this, there's not too fond memories of playing Denmark.
No, can't remember what happened last time in a sort of dramatic, 5-1, of course, after the hope of going ahead 1-0. But ever since then, it's been draw, to much to the chagrin of the Danes. I think they've been pretty annoyed at how we've played and gone so far as hit the B word by calling our style of football British. So just shows how much
cheery.
The extent to which we got under their skin.
Yeah. So what do you think here? Are we going to get to a playoff with Denmark? Like, to pour some cold water maybe on the expectations here.
It's disappointing that we didn't get the home draw. I think if we had that, like Heimir Hallgrímsson, after the Portugal game, that stat came out that he's never lost a home World Cup qualifier. So that would have been great. Now, the great thing is that if we get through to that final, the game is in the Aviva Stadium in Dublin and you'll need all the hope you can get. I think it's a favourable draw. It's a high enough caliber of opposition that we're not going into this thing, geez, this is very easy, and then get stunned a la Armenia / Luxembourg / whoever you want to throw in terms of minnows we played. But Denmark are not as good as they used to be either. And I don't know, you can't not believe in things after the week that just went.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, our reporter Josh Crossey, he has been out talking to fans who do believe about whether they're going and how much they might be willing to spend if they head into the credit union and get that loan to head over.
I'd spend over £1,000 now just for a ticket, yeah?
Over £1,000 for a ticket?
Yeah, not a bother,
Do you think you'd be heading to Prague in March?
This could be the first and last, you know what I mean?
I would have no bother going if someone landed onto me now with a ticket and flights.
Is that a hint, hint to anyone listening now on the radio for Christmas?
I would have no bother at all travelling.
Have you travelled abroad for games before?
No, I'm a pure Croker supporter, like even for our own county, so I'd be the same for the soccer, yeah.
So we're after getting Czech Republic now, would you travel?
Definitely.
How much would you be willing to pay now for it?
All depends. Unless New Sock want to sponsor me. Very happy to go.
You could go over there so and be the commentator.
I'm very happy with yourself.
If I get permission off the missus, absolutely. But like, it's a far enough travel for that game now. And luckily now we'll have the home game if we do win it. So I'll definitely try and bargain my way for tickets if I do get it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely for the crack, yeah.
How much would you be willing to spend?
A few hundred.
I'd love to go now, yeah. I'd love to go, but it's going to be a tough one.
You'd be willing to pay a few pounds for it, would you?
I would, big time.
What's the most you'd pay to go to something like that?
Yes, I'd pay out. No, give me left hand to go.
I don't watch soccer, but he probably would.
You might give him a Christmas present now, would you be? Maybe. Willing to fork out now on an expensive...
Depends how much they are. Might pay for it, I don't know. We'll see. If he's good.
No interest. I'd be more interested in getting to the World Cup.
So you'd wait to go get the ticket to America?
Yeah. I'd be too nerve-wracking to watch the check.
If the dream was to happen that you got to America, how much would you be willing to pay?
8,000.
8,000?
Yeah.
All the savings gone?
Gone. Credit union would be hit big time, yeah.
Very specific amount to come out with there. 8,000 euro exactly.
And not a penny more.
Not a penny. Owen Corry is on the line. Owen, those people getting there may have to spend quite a bit of money. And the Hard Shoulder team have been sort of monitoring flights to Prague throughout the day before and after that announcement. And they look like they've gotten pretty pricey.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon, Cameron. Long before Cameron was born, one of the most famous victories when Ireland very, very, very rarely won anything was in Prague. We beat the old Czechoslovakia 1-0 to, we didn't qualify for anything, but we got Spain to qualify for the 1968 Euros. Very famous event. Ray Tracy had a great story, because we were under pressure all night and by accident, he said the ball bounced off him and ended up in the net. It was, we didn't win another match for 5 years after that, but that was the bad days of Irish soccer, and Prague was one of the shining lights. Our problem, first of all, the really great news, there's loads of ways of getting to Prague. The direct flights, obviously, as happens, filled quickly. The way these things work, the first 10 seats come very cheap. Then as it comes to the last few seats left, they get very expensive. That happened very quickly after the draw was announced. There are loads of one-stop options through London, through Paris, through Munich, even flying to Berlin. It's a four-hour train journey down about 35 euro. The bad news is the stadium is very small. Mm. It's small even by our standards. You know, really, we're looking at how many tickets the Irish will get out of a 20,000-seater stadium. That's where the problem's going to arise, rather than in the cost of getting there. The other good news, by the way, is there's loads of hotel beds. If this was, let's say, Montenegro, even Copenhagen, where I was for that playoff, the first leg of that playoff that Cameron referenced, you know, their beds would be there, but they'd be a little bit more expensive. But Prague is over 200,000 beds. It's a big tourism destination. Beds not going to be a problem. March, not going to be a problem. Likely one of the Irish airlines would put on extra flights because it's the summer season and aviation hasn't kicked in. They'll have spare aircraft. The problem is going to be who is going to be able to get the tickets and how many are going to be allocated out of such a small stadium.
Yeah, what would you expect out of the 20,000 to go for away fans? Tickets wise,
there is a UEFA mandate of there's a UEFA mandate, and I think it'll come to just over 1,000, about 1,500. Cameron might be more up to date on that. So it's going to be a problem. We won't have the, like we would have in, you know, that stuff you see on reading in the years to 12,000 going out to Italia 90, you know, to the Brussels playoff in 1997 for the 98 World Cup, which we lost through, if I remember correctly, a line ball being awarded the wrong way. The pain of these interviews, and even the Copenhagen trip, there were lots of, when Irish fans were not supposed to travel, loads of Irish fans got out, several thousand of them got out. I don't think we're going to see those numbers traveling to Prague, so it's a real chew the fingernails and wait for the Aviva Stadium should we come through.
Yeah, we've one of the team here in the Hard Shoulder was tracking and had it at about 300 euro return to Prague on the 26th this morning, and as of 4 o'clock it's about 800, so it's already gone up pretty significantly. So would you say
it's 400 each way at the moment?
Yeah,
you can actually fly to Berlin and get the train, but also you got to remember going to Prague via Frankfurt. There's about 20 flights Frankfurt Prague. It's going to be quite cheap, you know. And even if you do it through Gatwick You can go through Heathrow, you can do Charles de Gaulle, you can do through Amsterdam. Irish fans are very good at this. I've met Irish fans abroad that have taken four flights to save €50. The Homer's Odyssey is nothing on the way Irish fans can get to away matches, even the ones we're not supposed to get to.
Yeah, and for those who are willing to spend a bit more and don't want to do that four legs or whatever they have to do, you reckon more flights will get put on?
I think if the tickets and the demand are there, I mean, the ticketing is messy because there is an official agent for tickets. And then there's a lot of people who run packages, scraping for tickets, getting tickets through whatever means they can. There will be the official packages will probably be quite expensive, but I would not be surprised to see Irish fans showing up even when the tickets haven't been allocated in large numbers to Irish fans. We're good at ferreting out tickets.
Yeah, Cameron Hill, will that be you trying to get there?
I think so. If I don't make it and I'm not one of the 1,000 who can get there, I certainly will be one of the 100,000 who claim they were there on the night Ireland managed to get past
the
Czechia.
GPO on 1916.
Yeah, but I'll try. Apparently Prague is a lovely city to get defenestrated in, so I'll try that.
It is a gorgeous city, in fairness, if you are going to be
absolutely
anywhere.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Worth the trip, even in the mid. In fact, especially in the midwinter, there's something about Prague in the cold, Owen, that's just gorgeous.
Absolutely, good King Wenceslas looked out. That's where it all started. it's a terrific winter city, terrific Christmas markets, and it's a little bit. There's a bit of Temple Bar goes on in Prague. If you move out of the central area, the tourist area, which is very small, your beer is sort of €1.20 or something like that. Some of the Irish fans to get there may never come back.
Might be stuck out there. I remember the pub crawls being particularly good, and I can imagine a pub crawl on a night of an Ireland match. That could be worth doing, Cameron.
Yeah, unless we win, and then they'll be barring us from it and say, "Ah, oh, no, no,
shut down.
Enjoy
the
World Cup, lads."
Yeah. So you
it's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the fields of Greater Prague. I don't know. Anyway, Owen Curry, travel journalist. Thanks a million for joining us with your tips on getting there in the first place, and Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.